All right, and welcome back to Swapcast. Today we are covering a story from New Zealand, which, if folks know, we talk about New Zealand a lot because they have fully decriminalized sex work, which, as you know, we say at Swap and a lot of other sex worker organizations will say, is that decriminalization is the safest method possible to ensure, you know, that sex workers are staying safe, that they are working in the most protected conditions that they can, as opposed to criminalization, right, which is most of the United States, which just means that if you get caught doing sex work, you go to jail or you pay a fine. Not particularly helpful. And then, of course, there's also legalization models that we see across different parts of Europe, right? I think Amsterdam is known for the red light districts and brothels and things like that. And then there's, of course, the Nordic model countries where offering to sell sexual services is not technically illegal, but purchasing sexual services is, which leads to sex workers essentially just being harassed by police, victims of state surveillance, and still getting deported and arrest for adjacent crimes. So none of those are really the way to go. What we've been pushing for is decrim. And one of the things that we talk about with decrim is that if something bad does happen to a sex worker, they have more avenues for legal remedies. They have more ability to speak out, more ability to seek justice. And this is one of those cases. Now, this is about a former army officer who has been sentenced to 4 years in jail after raping a sex worker in Wellington. Savanaka... I'm gonna try to say this name. Savanaka Saravatu was convicted of a sexual violation by rape in the Wellington District Court in February. Here's the thing. After removing a condom without consent during sexual intercourse with a sex worker in an adult entertainment club in the Lower Hutt in September of 2020. Now, I don't see in any of these other countries, particularly ones where sex workers are criminalized or heavily stigmatized, how they, first of all, it's very rare to win a rape case at all, but to win one for stealthing, that's actually quite impressive. I'm very devastated that someone had to go through that and that they had to go through the legal process, but I don't see if this had happened in a country that didn't have decriminalization, if the outcome would have been the same in terms of getting a conviction. So, Savanaka appeared in person at the Wellington District Court back in February, where Judge Ian Mill recollected the facts that led to the conviction. There is a quote, he made a booking at TK's parlor in Lower Hunt on the 22nd of September 2020 to engage the services of a sex worker. I also like the fact that the judge says sex worker, it's better than...
Where is this again?
New Zealand.
Oh, yeah. Okay, low... And this is easy to cover sex work from.
Yes, it is. But yeah, so I just appreciate saying sex worker as opposed to prostituted woman or whatever the fuck they be saying in these other countries. Yeah. He made inquiries about having sex without a condom, and we heard evidence from both the reception and also the victim about that. Judge Mill said that Savanaka, sorry, I'm having a hell of a time with his name. Judge Mill said Savanaka offered the victim $200 and a food grant to have sex without protection, which she declined and explained that there could not be penetrative sex without a condom and, in fact, that it is illegal for her to do so. The victim, who they are referring to as Holly, obviously they haven't released her real name because this is a rape case, said on trial that during the sexual act, she became aware something wasn't right. She put a hand down and felt that the condom had been removed. Then she tensed herself and told him several times to stop, but he continued to penetrate her for several minutes. In his defense during trial, he said the condom must have come off accidentally. Accidentally on purpose, you mean?
Yeah.
Because, see, again, why would you ask if you could go bareback twice? You asked the receptionist, you asked her, got told no twice, and then it mysteriously came off? Come on, man. Come on, man. Nobody believes that. So he said that the condom must have come off accidentally. However, the jury did not accept that. Thank you, jury. With Holly later finding the condom under the pillow on the bed where they were having sex. Under the pillow? Really? Judge Mill said that the Court of Appeal referred to what happened as a deliberate, even cynical breach of the party's understanding of the basis on which consent was given. So there was a certain amount of premeditation in that case, and in this case, you made inquiries. You were several times told what the rules were. You tried to offer incentives, and therefore you were wanting to have unprotected sex, and in the end, you decided to go ahead with that. So there is some planning and premeditation here, said the judge.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, like, could you imagine someone, like, a sex worker in America, like, getting this type of, like, treatment from a judge? I can't even...
No, I just want to know about the judge.
Right?
Like, has this judge been interviewed?
Yeah, you know? I'm just like, And again, like, it's incredibly terrible that this happened to somebody, but this is the best possible outcome of this happening to somebody, and it's just devastating to know that in so many other countries, because of the way sex workers are stigmatized and criminalized and, you know, just generally treated, that they would not be able to see these type of results. It's really tragic, and this is really why we push for decrim, honestly.
It's real easy to see that these, as you said, these results, this would expand beyond sex workers. Mm-hmm. Like, anyone who's a victim of this is gonna get these results.
Yeah.
And get that ass locked up.
Yeah.
Since you wanna fucking do that shit to people.
Yeah, we don't even have stealthing laws in all 50 states. Like,
So all 50 states, no stealthing laws, child marriage is not banned.
Right.
And your landlord can evict you because gay.
Yep.
Man, this is
we're a progressive nation, let me tell you.
Yeah, shining city and whatnot.
Best country in the world.
Yeah, according to Chris Rock.
So the judge said the impact on the victim was very significant and debilitating for her. He said, quote, "Then there are the risks of unprotected sex. She was essentially having sexual intercourse with a stranger, and the risks are obvious, and those are the things, of course, that have made it so traumatic for her." During the trial, Suruvatu's defense said he did not use force during the time that the condom was off and stopped when requested by the victim. Judge Mill disagreed. He said, quote, "The evidence of Holly was that when she became aware, she tensed her body in a way that would make it difficult for you to have intercourse with her, and she told you to stop, not once, but several times, and you continued. Some force was needed to do that. This is not a case of withdrawn consent," the judge said. I kind of like this judge. Like, I would like to see more sex workers be able to, you know, go to court when something bad happens and get this type of humane treatment and dignity from the criminal justice system. Shit. "It was a case where there was never consent to the act that constituted the rape. I also take into account the aggravating features of mental health to the victim while also exposing her to the risks of unprotected sex." So, in 2009, Savenka Suruvatu was then an army officer, was found... Oh, ew, this guy's fucking gross. Was found guilty of sending a series of lewd texts to a woman captain at a military trial at Wellington's Trentham Army Base. That time, he was sentenced. His sentence was reduced by 30% due to his service in the New Zealand Army, as well as his, quote, "distinguished contribution in the public health system."
Nah, son.
But also, like, you gotta know, you were... considered someone who has a distinguished contribution in the public health system, but you're out here stealthing people? That is also a contribution to the public health system. Ain't shit distinguished about it.
Like, you're, like, and we don't know, like, what's your deal now? Like, she has to get tested for an STD. Like, you may have, like, legit ruined her life.
Yeah. Holly said the discount and sentence was discouraging. For him to get the discount for his military made me kind of sick to my stomach. She said the sentencing helped send a message to other sex workers going through the same. It is a huge win for the sex work community. For this case to actually go through court and then for a guilty verdict and then the sentence, I feel like that's actually really important. More sex workers should realize things like that shouldn't be a norm. Things like that shouldn't be a normality for us, referring to the stealthing. But Holly said the process has taken a toll on her mental health. For the victim, it doesn't really get any better. Even after the sentencing, there's still quite a long journey for me to go through, and I am getting counseling, so hopefully that will help. I'm still living every day with anxiety and trying to reattach myself to society. It's not an easy process, but it is a necessary one. In her victim impact statement to the court, Holly said she was trying to start anew. "I had a home, a new job, a new life, but as our first trial drew closer, I began to break again. I still struggled to use the words to describe it, and it was easier to call it an attack because they wouldn't pity me as much. I began to withdraw again, using whatever I could to hide in my body and spiral and want to give up on life. I refused to leave my house. Everywhere I looked, I had flashbacks, and any of the hard work of coping strategies I developed was gone. These 3 years have been the longest and worst of my life, and I'm at the point of losing everything I have again." I'm just hoping from today that you begin to be a memory and that I work and move past you. And through getting justice, I have finally gained some power back. She's an incredibly brave woman. The New Zealand Sex Workers Collective Wellington Regional Coordinator, Charita Fraser, was Holly's first point of contact after the crime. Oh, it turns out that's what can happen when you have sex work decriminalized and sex workers are allowed to have a support system. She said the case opens space for other workers to report crimes without fear of not being believed due to their job. It's a powerful message to our sex work community that they are believed, that they have access to justice, and that they can get justice. I think that there may be a perception out there that sex workers won't report or won't seek justice due to stigma, and I think sometimes the stigma of sex work continues to be exploited by people who don't think sex workers will report. The sentencing sent a message to sex workers that they have access to justice like anybody else when these type of violations happen. There's a lot of sexual violence that doesn't get through the justice system because it's very difficult for anyone who's been the victim of sexual violence to speak about it. For sex workers, the stigma can be a barrier, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't come forward. In this case, justice has been served. So, you know, not like a great story because of what happened to her, but also is something good to talk about what actually what it looks like under a potential decrim situation, right? Because we've covered other stories about New Zealand as well, right? Like we covered when a sex worker actually sued her manager at a brothel for sexual harassment. You know, we've talked about sex workers advocating for rights in New Zealand, and they just have way more ability and capacity to do that because of the decriminalization. And so stories like this are really why we do focus on decrim versus other methods, including the Nordic model, which they're also calling the Swedish model and the Freedom model and who knows what else now. But that's why we advocate for a full decrim as opposed to this. This is the safest way, the most effective harm reduction way for sex workers to be able to work safely and to have access to justice should something go awry. So I'm pleased about the outcome of this story, even if how we had to get here was incredibly horrific for Holly. So keep your head up, Holly.